Welcome to Reading Memorial High School. It should be the flagship of our town's educational system, but look at the deplorable shape it's in, and listen to what the people who study here and teach here have to say about it.
We have too many rooms that are over or under heated. We have too many rooms where the lights don't work.
There are times when you'll walk by and you'll get like dripped on. One time I got water in my mouth that was like dripping from the ceiling because it was leaking. It was pretty gross.
The halls are very dark and gloomy. Tiles are falling off the ceiling.
It's a disgrace to the community.
Sometimes you do like wake up from your mental school zone and realize this place that I come to is a mess.
This entire area from right above my head down to the other wall was cascading down. It sort of reminded me of those waterfalls in South America.
I think eventually, if something's not done here, it's going to affect the whole town.
Reading Memorial High School has had it, and now is the time to do something about it. My name is Ken Tucci. In this program, I'm going to show you how this outdated school actually hurts education and what dismal conditions our students and teachers have to endure every day. And I'm going to urge you to vote yes to fix these problems once and for all. It wasn't always in such sad shape. The high school opened in September of 1954, nearly 50 years ago. And by all accounts, it was a gem.
It was great. It was beautiful, beautiful school. Everything was brand spanking new.
Nancy Dell'Orfano and Lois Halligan are talking about the good old days at Reading High, reminiscing over their yearbook. They both graduated in 1959. That's a teenaged Nancy in her cheerleading days and Lois in the baton squad.
We had our proms there and we had a graduation in the high school, and they weren't, ashamed to do that because it was wonderful.
They expanded the school to its current size more than 30 years ago. But time has been anything but kind. Decades have passed, and tens of thousands of students later, Reading Memorial High School needs serious help. It's worn out, it's unsafe and unhealthy, and it no longer provides the quality educational environment Reading's children need. The plumbing system is shot, not just sinks and faucets, but the actual pipes. That's why tiles are stained and crumbling. The electrical system is far out of date. Teachers don't have enough outlets, so extension cords are strung along floors. Columns are cracked. There's no sprinkler system in case of fire. Parts of the roof look like ponds, and the heating and ventilation system is abysmal. One stifling room I went into was nearly 80 degrees.
This is the newest of the three buildings at RMHS.
Frank Orlando is principal at the high school.
During the course of a school year, the temperatures can range from the high 50s to the low 80s in these classrooms. The students have to go to their lockers to pick up coats so that it's comfortable out here, or have to bring coats back because they're too warm. It presents quite a problem to students be able to concentrate on what's going on in the classroom.
This is an honors biology class.
You see fans in the ceilings, which is something you won't see in very many classrooms here at the high school. The reason is Mr. Kenny's classroom is located directly over the boiler, and it becomes unbearably hot in this room. In fact, in the middle of the coldest days in the winter, we might have to open the windows in this room.
And speaking of windows, many classrooms have these cloudy plastic windows, which limit sunlight and give the rooms a closed-in feel. Another big problem is water leakage, and I'm not talking about a little drip here and there.
It was just an absolute cascade of water coming down in hundreds of gallons at a time.
Jeff Ryan teaches history. He also has the distinction and high honor of being the Massachusetts Teacher of the Year. One day, he went into his class to find it flooded because a pipe had burst.
The following day, we came in and observed the ceiling. I don't know if you can get a good shot of that. But there's a space where five tiles had fallen out, and then ever since, the entire area of the ceiling has this rather unattractive brown color. I'm told it was bathroom water. When we were allowed back into the room, Mr. Orlando very cautiously and judiciously suggested that I not let kids sit in this row along what's the west side of the room, because perhaps the ceiling tiles were still soaked with the effluvium of the flood. And we didn't want any of the tiles to fall on their heads. It made me feel kind of depressed that I would even have to mention to the children that they had to worry about some sort of object plummeting and hitting them. So that's the way the situation is right now.
The problem is not isolated. Anne Marie Downing is a special education teacher and Reading resident. Besides doing her job, she also has had to put out buckets to catch rainwater coming through the ceiling.
The other problem with that is we had the computers that were right here on this wall, and the water was coming in, so we had to unplug everything because it created a dangerous situation. I think that if the conditions were such where it was bright, it was cheerful, the heating was working properly, there were no puddles that students had to avoid if there was a rainstorm, I think that that creates a more atmosphere that students can say, wow, I really like this place. It makes me feel really good, and I want to take care of it.
Safety and security issues also plague the school. There are some 80 doors at the high school. It's impossible to control them all. As for the communications system for the classrooms,
this is the switch that should allow us to talk to the main office privately, and that no longer works. It's a combination of wiring in the walls that is old and decayed.
And the fact that the main office console is the original equipment. Here's a picture of that console from the 1959 yearbook when it was new. The same one is still in use.
It's just is not an effective way, and that's a communications issue. It's a real safety issue, too.
Math teacher Bill Vickers knows the problem firsthand.
2 or 3 years ago, I had a classroom downstairs, and we had a young girl faint. You know, she just hadn't eaten any food. You know, with nothing serious, but we didn't know that at the time, and we had to race kids up the stairs to get the nurse, while somebody else ran for a 911. And you know, maybe just that amount of time, if it had been something serious.
Make no mistake, education suffers because of the condition of this building and its facilities, or lack of facilities. This science lab is outdated. It hasn't been touched since the 1970s. Some of the equipment is simply worn. The electrical supply is inadequate, and the desks are the originals. Everyone agrees that computer literacy is crucial in this new century. So how does the high school measure up? Poorly at best. The old buildings simply weren't built with personal computers in mind because they didn't exist then. Today, there simply aren't enough computers, and many are quickly becoming outdated.
If we want our children to continue to be competitive, if we want to continue to have streaks where you have the top four kids in a class go to Harvard, as was the case with the class of 2000, we need to do something about the building.
And a lot needs doing. The high school is actually in violation of a federal law called Title IX, which means boys and girls' athletic facilities and programs are not equal. Take a look at this girl's locker room.
The lockers, as you can see, are old. They're rusted through. We now have the girls who change over here for their athletic events, and some students change here for phys ed class. If the activity or the game is going on in the field house, then they have to go out, no matter what the weather conditions are, to go to that activity.
Another possible legal problem? The school isn't sufficiently handicap accessible.
If we're lucky, the elevator works every day. I know that a couple years ago I was on crutches for 2 or 3 weeks, and I had to use the elevator extensively. And everybody used to cross their fingers every time I get in that I'd get out.
Art classes are dark at best, and the award-winning band is jammed into a cramped and run-down back room. Students know the score. Nick Smith is a junior, and so are Katie Mulroy and Sonia Ortiz. They told me that many students are sick of it.
They all think that the school needs to be renovated, and I think they're upset maybe that the town isn't willing to give them the money to have a better place to learn.
It's wrong. I mean, you're not giving the people what they need to teach us, and if you're not teaching us, then how is that going to benefit the education?
We've always been told growing up, like by adults, that education is very important, and in order to have a good future, we need to have a good education. But if they're going to tell us that, then I think that they should put the money in.
A big educational concern is that teachers are going to leave if these problems aren't fixed.
If we don't do something to fix up this building, that's going to happen, and the quality of the faculty will deteriorate, and the quality of the school will deteriorate, and the property values will go down, which is something that everybody is very much concerned about, and it'll be a very sad situation, and I hope it doesn't reach that.
It doesn't have to.
We've always been a very good high school. We're on the verge of being a great high school if we can address these issues.
For the first time, there's a plan that will fix all these problems and take Reading Memorial High School out of the 1950s and bring it into the 21st century. It's a vision of a school where teachers have the tools they so desperately need and students aspire to excellence. It's a long-range solution instead of a Band-Aid.
When this project is finished, Reading High School will be unrecognizable compared to what's there today.
Sid Bowen is the lead architect on the renovation project.
The entire building will be built of light. The front door will be light, where compared today, where you're entering a rabbit warren. In terms of the experience of your children when they go to this school, if they don't say, I want to go to school, we'll be shocked, because it ought to be the kind of place where they want to be. Every classroom ought to be the kind of place that a teacher will be attracted to.
Here's the exciting plan before us. A new building will be constructed that will, for the first time, connect the school to the field house. Then large parts of the current school will be renovated. Finally, the dilapidated 1950s wing of the existing school will be torn down. But the beauty of the plan is that the disruption will be kept to a minimum, because students and teachers will move directly from the old space to the new and renovated areas. So they won't be stuck in temporary makeshift classrooms, and the new layout will make sense.
All of the departments are going to be related to one another as they need to be for the program. Math and science will be next to each other. English and social studies will be next to each other. Every seat will be comfortable. The quality of the air will be appropriate. The lighting will be appropriate.
Academics will be strengthened. There will be new science labs and an improved library. Music, art, and drama programs will get the space they need. A new auditorium will be a community asset. And the computer technology will be there to take our children into the future.
This building ought to make it possible for every single one of those kids who has a thought or has an idea or who wants to know something to get that information right away. For their teacher to say, here, go to this place and find it. Technologically, the building will support that.
The final building will actually be a little smaller than the existing school. Now that may seem surprising, but because of the innovative design that reconfigures what is now a rambling set of buildings, most of the lost space is not really valuable.
With the exception of the old girls' gym, there is virtually no space that's being removed from the building that was serving any program use. There were stairways, there were hallways, there was an overly large kitchen. Now, the town may argue it's always looking for space, but those are not spaces that are useful for anything. They simply have to be heated and have to be maintained.
And there's more than enough room in our very large field house for all of the high school's needs. So even eliminating the old girls' gym is not a significant loss.
I originally thought the best thing they needed was a ball and chain, you know, and level it and start all over again. But it looks like, you know, the architects have done their work, they've put everything together, and, you know, they can put Humpty Dumpty back together again.
We're hoping that something can be done to renovate this building and indeed to rebuild so that the children have a place to learn and live that is safer and says that the town cares about their welfare and their education and indeed about their future.
The new plan also calls for new playing fields with synthetic turf, so they'll stand up to the weather and the wear and tear. That means we'll get even more use out of the fields. And here's important news to remember. It's estimated that the state will pay more than half the cost of the high school project, making this plan a financially responsible way to go.
I think that now is the opportunity. I just think the town needs to own up to what's happened and fix it.
The students of this generation are going to be the adults later on, and I think we would appreciate the support from the town.
This is an opportunity for the next 30 or 40 years at least for the town of Reading to make it right, to catch up, to bring our kids up so they're running the same race instead of running behind all the time. And we need to take advantage of doing that.
And we can't wait. We need your vote. On February 25th, vote yes for a high school we can be proud of, that will help our children succeed and help our community move forward. It's a vision that is within our grasp. We just need to reach out and take it. Support the town, support your property values, support the children. Vote yes on question one for the high school. It's an investment worth making for Reading.